Yes, well, I'm just having my lunch, but you can come in.
Oh, thank heavens you're here, Doctor. Oh, I'm just this close to being completely psychotic.
Yes, well, just relax. Would you care for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No.
Well, just sit down and relax.
The reason I came is I heard you were the greatest psychiatrist in the whole country.
Well, now, wait. Before we begin, an association between a patient and a psychiatrist is based on mutual trust and honesty. I don't want you to believe that I am the greatest psychiatrist in the country, because I am not, you see. I'm willing to admit that.
Oh.
I am the greatest psychiatrist in the world. And I want you to remember that at all times. Now, tell me your story.
Oh, you startled me.
All right. Yeah.
You frightened me. You took my breath away. Well, my problem is that I've been having these impossible dreams.
I see.
Impossible dreams.
Impossible dreams, yes?
They're all in color.
Yes.
Just magnificent, translucent colors like mauve and chartreuse, and just a whole bunch of lemons.
Yeah, lemons. Now, what are you doing in these dreams?
Well, I remember this one very vividly. I was swimming.
In the ocean?
Oh, not in that big, filthy thing. No, I swim in my own pool filled with sparkless, purified water.
I see.
Have it at 98.6, exactly body temperature.
Yes.
Except when Norman comes over. Sissy, we have to turn it up to 99.
Yes, well, let's not talk about Norman. Let's get back to your problem now.
Yes, well, I was swimming. And, you know, when I'm swimming for realsies, not dreaming.
For what?
Please don't laugh at me, Doctor.
I'm not laughing. It's the peanut butter and jelly that's stuck to the top of my roof of a mouth there.
Yes, well, when I'm swimming for reals, it's really not, you know, when I'm not dreaming, I'm a real super swimmer.
For reals.
And I was, in my dream, I remember I had my lavender-colored Tarzan trunks, and I had my whole body covered with Vaseline.
Yeah, wait. Why do you do that? Why do you put the Vaseline on you there?
Well, it makes you slip through the water easier. It's a certain sensual thing. Like,
yes,
just...
well, let's get on with it. You're swimming in this pool with the Vaseline all over you and your lavender Tarzan trunks.
My lavender Tarzan trunks.
Yes?
Am I talking funny? With all my other problems, I couldn't bear one more hang-up. But anyway, I was there swimming just exactly like a dolphin. And all of a sudden, for some goofy reason, I lost all my innate coordination.
Yes, yes.
And imagine me, a champion swimmer. I started to flounder and started to drown.
I see.
Oh, my stars. And I just became so completely perplexed. And I looked up on the edge of the pool, and
yes,
you'll never dream in a million years who was standing there.
Who was there?
Frank Sinatra.
Mr. Sinatra was standing
there.
He
was standing there, and I was drowning just like a big, silly dummy.
Yes?
And I hollered, help, help.
Just screaming. Like
well, I was screaming, but I wasn't being vulgar.
No.
And, oh, Mr. Sinatra was so unbelievable. He just ripped off all his clothes.
Yes.
One wild, masculine rip. And, oh, his body. His chest is just a jungle of hair.
Yes.
And, you know, I was bubbling going down, but I saw him make this masculine dive. Oh, my. Oh. Just didn't even make hardly a splash.
Yes.
And right, he came swimming just, oh, right straight to me and just, well, he saved me.
Well, now, you say that these are impossible dreams. Now, what is so impossible about this?
Well, I think I was reading somewhere in some movie magazine that Frank Sinatra can't swim.